with bringing people out of the abduction experience. And been working with Guy Malone and Chris Ward for quite a few years now, and we came together working in this field. And something we do different than, I should say, the secular researchers, abduction researchers and counselors. Just to give you an example, they had a abduction panel down at the convention center the other night, and there were some people there that were really tormented from going through this type of experience. But from what I understand, no hope was offered for those people. The one thing we do is we offer them hope to be able to come out of the experience. Those people in the secular realm that try to work with these experiencers teach them to learn to cope with the experience. Well, I tell you, if I was going through something like that and believe that I was being raped on an through an abduction, that's not something I would want to learn to cope with, you know, would you? I mean, you'd want that to stop, you'd want it to go away, you'd want to be healed from it. And this is what we do in the ministry that we have. Jim also is working with this ministry with me. Dave Ruffino out here is working with us, and Guy works with us. Guy gets a lot of people to come to him, and I know he's busy, but he sends them on to us so we can counsel them. And it's there's a methodology to the counseling on the way we actually bring these people out of this. And we started out, it was called stopping abduction experiences. And then the enemy kicked up the war a little bit. And some books came out on different ways of stopping the experience. Well, Chris Ward pulled me aside and said, we got a problem. Because we're saying we can help stop the experience, and now they're saying they can use all these other methods. But what we were actually doing was helping people terminate the experience. It's one thing to be able to use some kind of method to stop them in their tracks one time, two times, but to actually give these people freedom and terminate the experience, that's important. That's the final answer. And it's a simple methodology we use, and I'll give it to you real quick. We're in the process of putting this DVD together right now, Jim and Dave and I, on going through the actual deliverance part of this. And it's 8 steps. It comes from Dr. Henry Wright out of Pleasant Valley, Georgia. And we'd been doing this all along. I just never had it written down to where we could read it. But the first step was recognize. You must recognize what it is. Second is responsibility. You must take responsibility for what you recognize. The third one is repent. Repent to God for participating in what you recognize. The fourth is renounce. You must make what you recognize your enemy and renounce it. The fifth one is remove it. Get rid of it once and for all. The sixth one is resist, and this one's important. It's when it tries to come back, resist it, because these entities do try to see where you're at with this and test you. The seventh is rejoice. Give God thanks for setting you free. And then the most important, which is what the ministry that I work with, by posting these testimonies on a website so others can see the victory in Christ over this experience, is help someone else get free. And that's where we ask them, share that experience, because that's number 8. That's the final one. That's the freedom. It's accomplishing all 8. Share that testimony. Because there's 2 things that bring a person to Christ: freedom. First is the word of God. And the second, because they're going to ask you, what has God done for you? You better have a testimony, because the two together is what brings somebody free. Amen. And that's how we work with these experiencers. That's how we help them terminate the experience from their life. Not just stop it, not learn to live with it on a daily basis and cope with it. No, we don't want to do that. We want to set them free. And that's what we do.
Praise God.